Say, Nigel, only just in time.
Yes. These pedestrians wait until you're nearly on the zebra crossing and then just calmly step off the pavement.
Oh, come on, get a move on.
Look how
slowly they're strolling across.
Yes, I know, but what gets me most is their attitude. Just look at the way they're glaring at us.
There's an excerpt from The Defiant One. Another in our series, a film worth remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour.
However, for those who may be kicking around at home, try not to damage the furniture. That, I'm afraid, will give you some idea of what to expect from a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Sir Watt Fitzgerald. Lady Alice Band. The Accountant Juggling Troupe. Miss Barbara Batsman.
She's always being called out.
To continue, Paddy Wagner, Mantovani and his all-string vest, and of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Beyond Our Ken. Well, tonight I was going to talk to you about the Colorado beetle problem. As far as I can tell, the Colorado beetle has no problem.
So instead, let me tell you some of the things that happened last week.
On Monday, my very good friend Nancy Spain came to dinner. And although I offered her a good selection of fancy dishes, she much preferred the more simple fare. In fact, one might say, Nancy Spain stays mainly on the plane. On Tuesday, I went into town, dressed nattily, and then came home again. On Wednesday, I ran into an old friend of mine who I hadn't seen for some time. Noticed he was now sporting a luxurious growth of beard. I asked him what it was all about, and he said,
I've had my pipe flagged for the winter.
On Thursday, Jimmy Edwards took me down to his farm to see a horse box, but it lost. Still, I was able to go right round, and believe me, there's a lot of Jimmy to go right round. However, on the train home, I left my briefcase in the carriage. So on Friday, I had to go down to the station again.
Good morning.
Morning. Are you lost property?
Yes, I've been here for years. No one wants me.
Oh, good. At last I found my feet.
No, we haven't got any feet in here. Have you looked in your shoes?
Oh, you know what I mean. With all these alterations going on, I lost my whereabouts.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Look, I left my briefcase on a train yesterday. Has it turned up here?
Don't be daft. How do you get a big train in here?
Oh, never mind. Look, please, will you look through your bag?
No, stop messing about.
Look, you've got hundreds of bags.
I know. It's all these sleepless nights. Now, why are you lost?
Ah, dear, a briefcase. I suppose you'd like to know what's in it.
Not a pair of briefs.
Oh, of course. The case contains a few personal papers and several scripts of Beyond Our Ken.
Oh, nothing of much value, then. Well, hang on, I'll have a look. You get so much stuff here.
Yes, I see. You must have thousands of umbrellas.
Yes, we're saving them up for a rainy day. Oh, you'd be surprised the things we get in here.
Yes.
Sometimes they're never claimed, and then again, everyone tries to claim the same thing. Look what just come off for 9:30. Everyone wants to take that home.
Good heavens, it's Jill Day! All right, this lady better come with me.
No, no, you don't. There's a little formality to be set off first.
What's that?
Sing, please, Miss Dane.
Oh,
If I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ring a ding ding. Ask me how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you look. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. And if I were a goose, I'd be cook. Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I know I'd be slashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong ding, ding dong ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding, ring a ding ding. I'd ring.
Now, let's have a look. Oh, that's my briefcase.
Well, how can I be sure it's yours?
Well, open it. You'll find Kenneth Horn inside.
Rainier, really?
No, the name is printed inside. I'm Kenneth Horn.
No, I don't want any of your hard luck stories. Now, I'll just check the contents. Papers, grips. Oh, two books.
That's right.
Yeah, what is Titan's Place? A scorching saga of human emotions in a small town. Ooh. And look at this other one. Well, really, the gingerbread man in Hippity Hoppity Village. Ooh, a funny reading tape.
Oh, one of them happens to me as my young nephew.
Well, I'm sure he'd enjoy painting play.
Other one's for him.
You won't like the other one. It's too old-fashioned for the advanced kid of today. That's the trouble with children's stories now. They're not modern enough.
You mean?
Yes. Why not the scorching saga of human emotions in a toy village?
Good gracious. I wonder how that would turn out. We present Lollipop Place, or 77 Toy Town Trip.
This was my town, just an ordinary toy village. Take a walk down the Marzipan High Street. Just like any other town.
Piper! Piper! It's the Toy Town Miller here. Brings a startling effect in a new series of true confessions. I was Old King Cole's child bride.
Calling all kiddie cars, calling all kiddie cars. Here is a police message. Little Bo Peep has lost a sheep, that is all.
Well, nurse.
Good news, Larry. Mary had a little lamb.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Mr. Clot, the Toy Town policeman. What's going on here, then?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Clot. Jill and I, we've just been to fetch a pail of water.
A likely story.
Well, you know, I'm not one for gossip, Mr. Dollywog. You know, something I thought it was my own eyes. She had seven men in that house. Yes, yes, it is. Oh, I tell you, she's a wonder, Snow White.
Yes, this was my town. My name, by the way, is Big Head. I'm a brownie. I have a long white beard and a big red nose. Everyone calls me the Toy Town Drunk. One day, I was sitting up at a toadstool in the candy store when in came our wooden doctor. He's a sort of hickory dickory doc.
Hello there, Big Head.
Hello, Doctor. Been busy?
Yes, just come back from a very nasty accident. Some chap called Humpty Dumpty fell off a wall.
Yes. You sure it was Humpty Dumpty?
Positive. He had a little Lenny the Lion stamped on him.
What are you drinking, Doc?
Half a pint of creosote. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Sometimes I get fed up of living in Toy Town.
Yes, there's a very strange characters about you. It's those fairies that get me down. Boring they all are. Always talking about people at the bottom of their garden.
Yes, and what about those nasty old goblins always hanging round the parking meters?
Oh, look, here comes Mr. Clot.
Ah, there you are, Big Head.
Ah, hello, Mr. Clot. Made any arrests?
No. Oh, yes, there are quite a few of them in the little brown jug. All the same, I do think...
Mr. Clot! Yes, sir.
Ah, it's that gorgeous cuddly doll.
Yes, she's a real living doll, this one.
I say, everyone, a little stranger has arrived in Toy Town.
Don't tell me that old woman who lives in the shoe has done it again.
No, no, come and see for yourself.
So we all went down to the square, and there was a strange little wooden figure sitting in a flashy yellow and red car.
Hello there. Who are you?
My name is Niddy.
Look how his head keeps nodding from side to side.
Yes. I say, little Niddy. Why do you keep nodding your head like that?
I've got my nose caught in the windscreen.
Oh, we've got a right little Niddy here.
Usually, I introduce myself with a song.
Oh, how sweet. Isn't he sweet? And see, look, there is a tiny bell on the top of his hat. And I say, do you accompany yourself with that?
Yes, they didn't give me a hat with a band.
Come on then, little fellow, let's have your song.
I'm a little niddy man made of wood, but the workmanship is not too good. There's a rotten old knot hole in my thumb, and a nasty touch of woodworm round my thumb. My toes are gaudy blue and red, and get the piercing on my head. To add to it all, I have a jingling bell, and the ringing in the ears is absolute.
Thank you very much.
Next to me.
Simmer down, Niddy. Simmer down. Well, now, Niddy, we shall all be your friends, and whenever we hear a little tinkle, we shall think of you.
And for a very special friend, what about that little old brownie?
Yes, what about that little old brownie?
Welcome to Pinetown!
So Niddy settled down in our little village. He lived in a low cottage. And he saw quite a lot of cuddly dolls.
Hi, doll. Well, that went back to my place to see me transfer.
Niddy, really?
All right, you needn't be so shocked. I'm not made of wood, you know. Obviously, I'm mad about you, old cuddly doll. And now your golden hair and the way it's stuck on so nicely. Your cute, unbreakable face. And the way your eyes open and shut every time you're turned over. Oh, cuddly doll.
Hello there, you two.
Bother it, she did.
Yes? What is it, Doctor?
Bad news, I'm afraid.
Yes. Switch on the toy radio. BBC Gnome Service.
All right.
Got it and frightens her away. Joytown police are anxious to question a spider. Another crime was committed in Joytown late last night when a gollywog had the stuffing not touched him. Glass hopes to make an early arrest. That is the end of the news. Now, here are the blow football results. Chocolate Athletic 1, Jelly Babies 2, Licorice All Stars 3.
I don't understand, dear. What's it all about?
You'll see. Here comes Mr. Clock now.
Well, little Niddy, I have a warrant for your arrest.
I happen to be a private investigator. It was I who solved the case of who killed Cock Robin.
But the evidence...
A wooden frame-up. The killer used the bell to throw suspicion on me, and as for the splinter, I think you'll find a missing chip on the wooden doctor.
All right, I confess. But how did you know?
One of the three little pigs squealed.
I had to get rid of the gollywog. He was white-mailing me. He knew that I was the man behind the Queen of Hearts tarts robbery.
And that's not all. He's the leader of the notorious Anisee ball ring.
All right, Doctor, you better come with me. Well done, Niddy.
Well, now my work is finished here. I must get packed up.
No, Niddy, must you go?
I'm afraid so, cuddly doll. I've got to catch the next toy train out of here.
But what will you do?
Yes, and where will you go?
Me? I'm going home to Blighton.
So much for modern fairy stories. Now, here's another oldie dressed up in the inimitable fashion of the Fraser Hayes Four.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Then we'll begin.
Polly put the kettle on, Polly put the kettle on, Polly put the kettle on, we'll all have tea.
Soup, shake it off again, soup, shake it off again.
Back then, we ain't got a teapot.
the Mitzi in, so we're all having coffee for tea. Polly put that kettle on. Polly put that kettle on. Polly put that kettle on. Come on, and we'll all have tea. Dookie, take it off again. Dookie, take it off again. Don't let Dookie take it off again, and we'll all have that cup of tea.
And third, the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week, we present a close-up on business and commerce. Are the big concerns taking over?
And if so, is the small toothpaste manufacturer being squeezed out? Well, first, let's speak to this gentleman. You're in business, huh?
That is so, yes. I am an insurance salesman in the city. Perhaps I could interest you in a comprehensive policy. We have various first-class schemes.
Well, tell me about them, please.
Yes. Well, may I suggest you consider our super comprehensive accident and life policy, convertible to superannuation, should you be so desirous. The policy consistently earns interest, and may I say, our bonuses are surprisingly substantial.
Well, I must say, you're a very convincing seller of insurance.
Oh, yes. I make sure all my clients are fully covered.
And that reminds me, I must insure myself against burst pipes. Now, here's another gentleman.
How do you do that? I'm chairman and managing director of Associated Yachts.
Associated Yachts? Yes. How's business?
Oh, not too good, I'm afraid. No. Recently, our sales have been dropping off.
Now, here's a charming and attractive lady. Now, you've had a long career in the business world, I understand.
Yes. That's right, I have. I've been personal secretary to many, many big businessmen.
I believe that when you leave your present boss, you're going to retire.
Oh, yes. I'm on the last lap now.
Now we're privileged to meet a remarkable old gentleman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
Now, tell us about yourself, will you?
Well, sir, I'm in business in the West End.
Oh, yes. What do you do?
Now, I'm a cloakroom attendant.
I see. Well, I'm glad to see you're all washed and brushed up today.
Well, I like to look my best when I'm a fish. Oh! I just seen that. Washed and brushed up. Oh, yes, the pennies just dropped.
Tell me, are you happy in your work?
Oh, yes, sir. And what's more, I let you into a little secret.
Yes.
Very shortly, I am about to get married.
Oh, congratulations. Yes. Have you known the girl long?
I've known her for 35 years.
How long?
35 years. Yes. She's a lady's cloakroom attendant.
Well, isn't that a remarkable coincidence?
Yes, yes, yes. It's what you might call a marriage of convenience. Are you next door?
Yes, I know. Well, now, finally we turn to to our panel of experts in Hornorama who are ready to discuss a random question on this week's topic. Top of the table, Dalcom Dithridge.
Yeah, good evening.
Next to him, Irish playwright Seamus O'Toole.
Who's got a corkscrew?
Thank you. Next, our special guest this week, famous Italian actress Silvana Magnesia.
It's nice to be here in your beautiful BBC.
Thank you. And last, and by all means, please. Countryman Arthur Fallowfield.
Well, the last remaining leaves are fluttering forlornly on the trees as winter beckons with an icy finger.
Yes, thank you. Well, now, that's our panel. And third to this week's question on business and commerce, which comes from
Garthier Sunkerton Jr.
How's your father?
I ignore that and ask the team, what do they consider is Britain's best export?
Well, thank you, sir. Well, now, what should the British export? A tool?
Yes, very good idea.
You keep out of it, you old windbag.
A tool, please, please.
Oh, yes, sir. It's getting personal. The educated old Nick. perhaps I might be allowed to speak. There's just no objections, Mr. Dithridge.
I don't know.
The question was asked of me. He wasn't asking you. He was asking me. Well, do you mind if I say something?
No, my dear chap, no.
Right. What was the question?
What? What is Britain's best export?
I thought you were asking me. I don't know.
All right, then. Now, Mr. Magnesia, do you think you can answer this?
You mean without the subtitles, like I, you see. Many beautiful things are coming from your country, like the lovely tweed clothes and the bowler hat and Jimmy Greaves.
Yes.
Yes, well, of course, we cannot hope to compete in the world market with cheap mass-produced rubbish. No, I mean, quality is Britain's finest asset and should be the keynote of our export campaign. I think I have managed to give a concise and sensible appraisal of the situation with, perhaps, only one regret.
What's that?
I didn't get a laugh.
Well, never mind, Dithridge. Now then, what's your view, Fallowfield?
Well, I think the answer lies in the soil. They send buckets full of it all over the Send it all over. I mean, let them see some good British down-to-earth earth. And turf, the beautiful green grass. English grass. English, yeah. Why don't you shove a meatball in your cake oven? Where was I? Oh, yeah, send them old village greens and mucky duck ponds. And some of our finest 18th century cottages with outside plumbing. No, send them farms, send them fields, send them forests.
Send them fallow fields, I think. There we must end this week's discussion. There'll be another Hornorama next week when the subject will be astronomers. Is their business looking up? Also in next week's program, Miss Clara Pilkington will be giving us Songs Without Words, which is just as well because she hasn't learnt any. And we shall be paying a special theatre visit to the War Office, the home of Whitehall Farm. So until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now, leaving you with this thought which comes from a listener in Cheshire. Is a golf scorer a teetotaler? Good night.